Well, good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hopefully we've got a lot of listeners out there this morning, people that couldn't make it. Good morning to everybody out there. You're listening to New Life for the Nations, and we have a few of us here this morning. We came to praise the Lord, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to, there was an issue, not really an issue, but I guess it was just something got down in my spirit that something that we all are going to have to deal with, learn how to minister in love. And as I share a little bit about this article, I'm not doing this article in judgment. I'm doing this article in concern for how people are ministering, and yet they've not settled in their hearts and been grounded in the Word of God to be able to answer questions that come their way about things. And you'll understand what I'm talking about when I say this, but I love you, and I love her music. I think she's got a good heart, but Lauren Daigle. We do some of her songs, and I still plan on, I think she loves the Lord. And I didn't criticize her because she was on secular TV. I think the Christians need to be out there. They need to be out there in front. They need to be out there singing for the Lord. And so I applauded her for being on the programs that she's been asked to be on. But the concern was somebody came up to her in a recent interview and asked her if she felt homosexuality was a sin. And I think it was her answer that threw some people off. And that's why when you get into that kind of limelight, we need to know what the Word of God says. And she was asked how she felt about it. And she said, I can't honestly answer on that. She said, I can't say one way or the other. I'm not God. When people ask questions like that, I just say, read the Bible and find out for yourself. And when you find out, let me know, because I'm learning too. And you can look at it different places and say, well, does she really not know, or was she just refusing to answer because she didn't want, it was a thing that if she had answered that it was sin, she would have been hurt. You know, that's up to her. I don't know. But my thing was that we need to make sure that we know what the Word says on issues. And that is an issue. We need to know what the Word says. You know, and I'm thinking, if somebody had come up and said, how do you feel about adultery? Would there have been a hesitation? Sin is sin, folks. Whether it's adultery, fornication, or whatever it is. And we need to know what the Word of God says. And so the thing is that we need to understand what the Bible says, put sin where it is. But we also, in love, give hope to people. Well, the Word of God says this, but Jesus came to seek and to save all that were lost. You know, and that needs to be our answer to that type of situation. So, you know, we celebrate Jesus, and we celebrate what he wants to do, but we will come a point in time in our lives that we'll have to make a stand. And it will be an answer that some people won't want to hear. But our word always needs to be what the Word of God says, not what I feel like, but we need to be grounded in the Word, and our kids need to be grounded in the Word, because they face stuff like this 24/7. It's in their faces, every TV program, everything that they're facing. But if they know what the Word of God says, then, you know, they can honestly say, well, the Word of God says this. Now, you choose to believe it or not. And we need to be making sure. And that's what bothered me, I think. And I pray that through this, she will, you know, someone who is over her, and I know there's a pastor over her, that will be able to say, okay, so, you know, let's just go from here and let's see what the Word of God says. Because she's going to be questioned again. And her ministry is valid. Her Christian witness is very important. And if she's been asked to do on secular TV, then that we want that anointing to go forth. We want Christians, like I said, out in areas. But we also want to be able to stand up and be able to say, well, I believe the Bible says this, and share the Word of God in love. And, you know, and that was on my heart this week. you know, as a pastor, did we do our part in instructing people in what the Bible says? Grace is very important. But people will destroy themselves if they don't know what's right and wrong. If they don't live according to the Word of God, they'll destroy themselves and others along with them. And we don't want people destroyed, see, for a lack of knowledge. And when you get into that kind of arena, you know, you're a leader. And we need to know, what does the Word say? You know, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, we know that. But we also need to know the right and the wrong so people won't destroy themselves. Let's stand up and let's pray. And this is not, like I said, a gloom and doom thing, but it was on my heart. And Lord God, I thank you that Jesus was born. He came to bring peace on earth and hope that whatever situation we're in, that He says, I am the hope. And faith is the substance of things hoped for. And Father God, I just pray that you renew the hope within people so when the Word comes, they can have faith to stand up and say, this is right. This is where I stand. This is what I know the Word of God says. Lord, that this church will always represent hope to people that are in situations, whether they were forced into them or whether they just made stupid decisions, that you're saying, come on, take my hand. I am the light of the world, and I can get you out of that darkness. Just trust in me. And I thank you for this morning's service, for your glory, Father God, as we praise you and as we lift you up and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well.
Jesus
has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will sorrow, no more pain. hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb, and I hear the cry of every longing heart.
I know Mom was talking about that issue about how we need to stand on the Word. The Bible tells us we are to be bold. And whether I'm taking that out of context or not, but I assume that means that when we speak the Word, we need to speak it with confidence. We need to know what we're talking about. And I relate to that. But people have choices to make. And it's bad when you're in a position. What would I look like? What would I look like being a praise and worship leader? And somebody asked me a question about how I feel about homosexuality and lesbianism. And if I don't tell them the truth, it's not right. Just point blank. There's no other way around it. It's not right. Now, whether you choose to believe that or not, that's on you. Whether you do that or not, that's on you. But it's up to me to tell them it's not right. Because it's not right. The Bible says, man shall not lay with man, nor a woman with a woman. As simple as it gets. You just need to know the Word. And it's awful. It's awful that you turn the TV on and you see men kissing men and women kissing women. I'll turn it. I don't need that. You know, I saw enough of that in prison. Temple's at. It's nasty. I can't see what you can possibly obtain. The God I serve made us to where we could be fruitful and multiply. Two men and two women can't do it. It's a simple thing. But the devil, he has his hands in everything. We know that. But anyway, I want to
add this. And people say, but you know, the gospel is the gospel of grace. But grace sure makes us righteous. But grace also is the power to overcome those things that are in the world. Grace gives you the right and gives you the strength to make right choices. Do you understand? But grace is not a license to sin. Grace is a power within you that when you are actually accepting the grace of God, you're saying, okay, God, where do we go from here? Here I am. Get me out of this. Get me out of this. And that's what grace does, is it gets you out of the mess. Glory to God.
And you know, it's people that are that way, if you go that way and you make that choice and you do that, and if you'll just step back and think and come to reality with that position you put yourself in, and you ask for forgiveness, it'll be granted. All you got to do is get out of there. It's a simple thing. No, this is not right. This is no way. Not life is not lived this way. And you can ask for forgiveness, and you shall be forgiven for that. That's right. You know,
be forgiven, and you'll be given the power to stay and to walk in it.
That's right.
It may not be an easy thing. It may take it, but the thing is, if you choose to live for Christ, then through the process of renewing your mind and counting on the power of God, you'll walk out of it.
That's exactly right.
But you got to set your heart and mind to do what God says. That's the key right there, instead of accepting it.
Be still. There is a healer. His love is deeper than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge. You are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. That flows from Calvary's tree, a fountain for the thirsty, your grace that washes over me. Let faith arise, let faith arise. Pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. My refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, faithful.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have ushers this morning. Hallelujah. It's time to take our offering up, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord God, for the offering today, Jesus. Thank you for being with us, Lord God. Thank you for blessing those that give, Lord God. And we ask that you keep continue to bless those, Lord God, that come in here and spend their time cleaning and doing whatever it takes to maintain this place, Lord. We just thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
praise your name forever. We'll praise your name forever. We'll praise your name forever. Christ the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their song employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Unspeakable joy and overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul, never lets me go. Wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul, never lets me go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.